Teenagers volunteering at Zoo Boise are helping to try and save one of the world's most endangered mammals. The teens are using an information booth to raise money for the Saula, a forest mammal that lives in Vietnam. The animal rocked the scientific world when, back in 1992, scientists first discovered it, what turned out to be not just a brand new species, but an entire new genus. These antelope-type creatures have two horns on their heads and white spots on their faces. They're remarkably shy and gentle, and have never been seen alive before in the wild by scientists. Bill Robichaud is the coordinator of the Saula Working Group. He's using those conservation funds raised by the teens at Zoo Boise to save the animal from extinction. Our Samantha Wright talked to Robichaud about the animal and his passion for it.
In 1996, while I was in Laos, the first adult Saula ever seen by the outside world came into captivity. It was captured for a small private menagerie of a general in central Laos. And I immediately went down there and started watching the animal around the clock and taking notes. As I said, this is the first adult living Saula that had ever been seen by the outside world. And she lived for 3 weeks in this little menagerie. And she was just an incredible, amazing animal. And I think that experience gave me something of an emotional connection to Saula, you know, on that level. And I wasn't a large mammal biologist. I'm still not really. I was more focused on birds and other things. But then sort of by default, I started focusing on Saula conservation because nobody else seemed to be doing it. And in 2006, colleagues of mine and I, we realized that some really focused attention was going to be needed to save this animal from extinction. So we formed this thing called the Saula Working Group. It's part of the Species Survival Commission of the International Union of the Conservation of Nature. And they have various species working groups that focus on highly endangered species around the world. And we formed one for Saula and then started bringing full-time attention to its conservation.
So what do we know about this animal?
Not much. It's been nicknamed the Asian unicorn because, among other things, we know it's out there. We have camera-craft photographs of it. We've seen several captives now since its discovery more than 20 years ago, almost 25 years ago. We have very specific information about where it is from local people in its range. But it's by far the largest land animal of certain existence that has never been seen in the wild by a biologist. So I've been working on this animal for 20 years on and off, and I've never seen one in the wild. I've only seen, you know, this captive. So we don't know a lot about it. It's very shy, solitary. It lives in dense montane forests in the Annamite Mountains along the border of Laos and Vietnam. And most of what we know about it has come from talking to local villagers in its range. Because they're in the forest every day, you know, and they know it much better than we do. So it's quite a challenge to conserve something and to count something that you can't even see. And this is one of the real challenges we face to conserve Saula is learning more about it.
Do you know how many are out there? Do you have any idea how many are left?
Yeah, we have some idea. It's likely that it's now the most endangered large mammal in the world. Number one, there are none in captivity anywhere currently, so there's no insurance captive population. Based on the frequency with which we're getting camera traps, and you know, we know roughly where its range is, and the frequency with which local people are seeing it, and the population status of other large mammals in its range, if things are really good, there might be 200 or 300 left in the world. If things are really bad, we might be down to 20 or 30. So it's somewhere within that range. We're guessing that it's probably likely there may be fewer than 100 left in the wild now.
And why is it important to save the Saula?
Because it's beautiful. You know, people often ask me that, but I point out, nobody asks the museum guards of the Van Gogh Museum, why is it important to save Van Gogh's paintings? We don't have to ask that question. So the thing of beauty, the world is more interesting with Saula in it. You know, this animal has probably been a species on the planet for 8 million years. It does no harm to anybody. It's just this extraordinarily beautiful creature walking around the forest. And absolutely, I don't think we need to make any more argument to save it than that.
That's Bill Robichaux. He says the money raised by the teenage volunteers at Zoo Boise helps pay rangers in Vietnam who remove deadly wire snares that were set by poachers. So far, Robichaux's Saula Working Group has removed over 150,000 snares from the animals' habitat.